think all these songs that are on the radio come about being? Well, we're about to find out how one come about being, and that's Mama's Kitchen. We have Jonathan Alverson in our studio with us, and Jonathan wrote this song. He penned it. And Jonathan, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming in and being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Mary Jerry, good to be here with you.
It's our pleasure. We watched you grow up.
I know.
Play Spellbound.
I know. I've got a long history with this radio station.
You do indeed. And we played Spellbound when I guess you was a teenager or before.
Oh, it was before that. I can remember when my grandmother used to keep me when I was young. You know, yeah. I remember standing up on the kitchen table and dialing the phone to try to get in on the Spellbound.
Right. Well, we always had fun and watched you grow up and from a small child and all. And we appreciate you and glad that you're doing well in the country music. Tell us about your country music. And then we're going to talk about Mama's Kitchen. Tell us a little bit about your background with country music and how you got into it. And I hope that Wife's Radio had a little bit to do with that.
Absolutely. I appreciate everything you've done and continue to do. And I've been playing music my whole life. Been playing in bands and things like that my whole life. But this is something new. This is a whole new venture for me. I've never been a songwriter up until now. This is something new that I'm trying to get my feet wet with, and so far it's going okay. But yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. This has been a good start.
Well, that's great. You've got a great song. How long did it take you to pen Mama's Kitchen?
A lot quicker than you think. Sometimes I've always heard that the good songs, just as soon as your pen can write it on the paper, just as fast as your pen will write, that's how the good ones are written. And this one went down a lot quicker than my brain could register it. It just went down on the paper, and because it's all real. Everything in the song is an actual memory of mine. It's not just cliche sayings and lines from here and there. It's actual memories that I have, and so and I'll be glad to give you a little bit of background on that too.
Yeah, as Blake Shelton, I believe, says, I lived it.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this song came about, and my grandmother retired from the lunchroom over here at Center Elementary, and everybody around here knew her and loved her, and so she went on to be with the Lord in January of 24, and so we're kind of going through what every family goes through. You know, what you going to do? You're going to pick up and move on after the cornerstone of your family is gone. You got to decide how you're going to be a family afterwards. And so this is about remembering all those good times, all those memories before we had a cell phone stuck in our face, before life took off 90 miles an hour. You knew better than to make plans on Sunday afternoon because Mama always cooking, and you better be there.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's the type of things to me that make great songs is the real things that you feel. If you listen to this song and it puts you there, well, the writer done their job. You know, that's what it's about.
Right. It reminds me of a lot of songs that was written by Alabama, and they did well with their singing about their memories.
Absolutely.
And their growing up periods of time and what it was like growing up around Fort Payne or the Tennessee River or the mountains of DeKalb County and things like that. Little River Canyon.
Absolutely. I learned to play music listening to Alabama. I can remember 8th or 9th grade, you know, summertime while everybody else was out doing whatever they're doing. I stayed home learning how to play their music. And, you know, a lot of people don't really notice, but they didn't have a lot of songs about drinking whiskey and skirt chasing and all those types of things. It's all about family and real love songs and living in the country and those types of things. Those are the things that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's...
Well, now, you're about to push this out to where people can get this music mm-hmm. from just about anywhere. Let's talk about that coming up. What's happening on this weekend?
Absolutely. February the 14th, this Saturday, Mama's Kitchen is going to drop to all streaming platforms. So if you got a smartphone, I've got one. I barely know how to use it, but I've got it. Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, all those. It'll be on all those platforms, and you can get your hands on it there. And then probably for the folks that are old school like me that still like CDs, we'll probably have some hard copies here in a few weeks as well.
Well, that's great, and because there's a lot of us that still like to play those CDs.
That's right.
I can remember playing vinyl records, but that's another story.
Right, right.
But nonetheless, we've talked about Mama's Kitchen. Let's play it. What you say?
All right.
Tell us about it. You want to introduce it?
No, you go ahead. You're a professional.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we've got Mama's Kitchen by Jonathan Albertson on WEIS. Jonathan Albertson and Mama's Kitchen, and we're thrilled to have Jonathan in the studio with us this morning. Now, Jonathan, when you were sitting around Mama's kitchen table and you was watching her peeling potatoes and you was doing homework and things that you were singing about, mm-hmm. did you realize then you'd be writing a song about it in years to come?
Well, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And I'll give you kind of a little bit of behind the curtain on this. This song is actually not about me. It's through my mother's eyes. I wrote this song for my mother on Mother's Day. This was her Mother's Day present.
Wow.
And so that's kind of how it came to be. This is through her eyes growing up over at Blue Pond,
right.
Yellow Creek area.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And so still memories. That's still life.
That's it.
And we all thought it was about you and being at Mama's kitchen table, but it's about your mother being at her mom's kitchen table.
That's exactly right. That's why you got to tune in to 9:90 a.m. to find out the dirt.
Yeah, find out the story behind music, and that's a lot
right.
of people don't realize the inspirations and where they come from and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always interesting to me. We go sometimes. They have songwriter shows in Nashville, and that's my favorite thing to do. Is to go up and watch these songwriters tell the stories about how all these songs came to life and where they. Sometimes it's just you hear somebody say something and you write it down on the back of a matchbox or whatever you got in your hand, and then you come back to it later and go, man, that could be a song. And so that's how a lot of them are born.
How about that?
Yeah.
We had the pleasure one day of having the songwriter in that wrote Tracy Byrd's I'm From the Country.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, he told us about that, the background behind it, how he wrote it, and many other songs that he penned in Nashville, great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
And we're thrilled to have him in. But we're thrilled to have Jonathan Albertson in this morning. Jonathan, where do you go from here? What's your goals and what you're looking for? I know a lot of it depends on how well the music is received and goes out.
Yeah, well, the goals and what we're going to do next is we're going to kind of leave that up to the good Lord. We're going to give Him glory in everything we do. And beyond that, short-term goals, if folks enjoy the music, that's all I care about. Fame and all that doesn't mean anything to me. I just want people to look back. When I'm gone, I want people to say, hey, that guy loved the Lord, and he made some pretty good country music, too.
All right.
So,
how about any future songs and already being thought about and getting your writing hand down?
Man, I got three or four in the chamber.
It's coming
your way.
I figured that this one wasn't going to be the only one.
We're just getting started. We're just scratching the surface.
All right. So, from what I'm hearing, then, you've enjoyed the writing part as much as performing.
Yeah, there's something different about going in and creating something from the top down. You wrote it onto the paper. It came from your mind. You're not just singing someone else's material or song. This came, and to see it through from the beginning to the end, where it started as an idea and now it's being played on FM 100.5, it's it's fun to see that process all the way through.
Something we haven't spoken about and we haven't talked about, but we want to touch on it because it's as much a part of that as your writing and your singing, the music behind it. You know, how do you pull all that together? Because those pickers, as they call them in Nashville, well, man, these musicians are out of, they're top notch.
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's kind of, I've always been told, if you want to be one of the big boys, you have to do things the way that the big boys do it. And so what I mean by that is, I used good studio pickers to play on this record. And so it started with a guy from out at Boaz named Josh Bright. He owns a production company out there, and this is what he does for his living. And he's actually close to my age. He might be 3 or 4 years younger than me, and we played music together. He's a great guitar player. He's played with Shenandoah, played with Uncle Cracker. He's played with a lot of big names, but this is what he does for a living, is produces music. And I called him up, and I said, man, I've got an idea for a pretty good song. Could you help me with this? He said, let me know, and we'll book it. And so we booked a studio in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. It's called Saxman Studios. And those players that are playing on this, you hear them on a lot of these songs that you play all day long. You just don't know it's them playing.
Right.
The bass player played on Taylor Swift's last two albums. The guitar player has been Kenny Chesney's road guitar picker for 20 years. So all these players, they don't play together all the time, but when they come into that studio, the best thing to do is give them an idea and get out of their way and let the magic happen, because those guys are pros. And so I told them what I wanted. I told them the sound that I wanted. I told the steel player, I said, man, you just go in there and show out. And that's what he did. And so now we've got what we've got, and I think they did a great job on it.
Absolutely. Well, we could sit and talk with you about it all day long, but we got to go. We've got more to get in this morning. But we want to say thank you so very much for taking time to come in and share with us about the background behind Mama's Kitchen, and also about the EPs that are dropping this week. Mm-hmm. My goodness, if people want Mama's Kitchen, they can be playing it right there on their phone.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me in and giving me the opportunity to talk to everybody about this and introduce the music. And just thank you so much.
Real quick, comes beginning on Saturday, February 14th. They can get your music where?
You can pick it up on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. It'll be on Pandora, on all those playlists. So anywhere that there's a streaming platform, you should be able to find it.
And we're going to continue playing it right here on WEIS. Thank you, Jonathan,
awesome,
for being in. And by the way, if you need a lock and key, man, John is your man to do that. Just call Big John's Lock and Key, right?
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jonathan.